listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, actually, there isn't quite so much jazz this week, which is fair after all, as for the last 2 weeks I've not played much else. So I thought I'd take you with me on a stroll down memory lane, perhaps picking little jazz flowers from the wayside as we go, and hear what good standard popular songs sounded like the first time around. For example, when Vera Lynn made an LP not long ago, one of her golden oldies she revived on it was In My Little Red Book, which originally came out in 1938. There's jazz on this version, though, for it's by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, no less, recorded that year, with Lola Bard to sing it. Little Red Book by the original Dixieland Jazz Band with Lola Bard. Well, having made his name and fortune as a rock and roll performer, Elvis Presley turned his attention to a number written in 1927, and I remember hearing it then and loving it. Elvis did it very well, but this is how it sounded 8 years before he was born, played by Jacques Renard and his Coconut Grove Orchestra of Boston, with one of the Ziegfeld Follies stars of the time, Franklin Bauer, to sing it. Are You Lonesome Tonight? Thank you.
I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome
Lonesome Tonight, nearly 40 years before Elvis Presley revived it. I gather from my young daughter, who knows about all the pop groups, of course, that one of them has revived Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade. I haven't heard it. The original suits me, square that I am, and I remember buying it when it was first issued on a 78. I like the tune on the other side, too, Sunrise Serenade, and so did a little girl who had then just turned 7. She knew the Hal Kemp version of this one, and thought the muted brass effects on it suggested the sun rising and saying, beep bo. Well, she and I have been married 21 years this coming week, so happy anniversary, darling. Thank you. Sunrise Serenade by Hal Kemp and his orchestra. And I'll be back with some more after the break.
Hello?
Hello, Joe, it's Sue. Tried my holiday clothes on yesterday. Remember that super bikini and sun top? Goodness, have I got to lose weight.
Well, Kooza Naturally Light can help, Sue.
Kooza Naturally Light?
Yes, 198 calories a meal, made of whole wheat, pure yogurt and natural fruit. Add hot or cold water and that's it.
Sounds nice.
There's four varieties, apple, orange, pear and blackcurrant. So satisfying.
I'll start slimming right now. Spain, here I come.
Kooza Naturally Light, now available from most big chemists and health food stores. Or you can send 10p for a sample and our diet and calorie guide to P.O. Box 70, West Drayton, Middlesex. That's P.O. Box 70, West Drayton, Middlesex.
Kooza Naturally Light, part of your calorie-controlled diet if you enjoy eating but need to slim.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. And something much more sophisticated now, the original recording by Loretta Clemens of the big hit from the musical show Babes in Arms by Lawrence Hart and Richard Rogers. The Lady is a Tramp, back in 1937. She may sound more like Betty Boop than anything else, but you must admit she and the piano and the guitar accompaniment really swing.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. As I hitched and hiked and drifted to from Maine to Albuquerque, alas, I've missed a Bozart ball. And what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Coward. But social circles spin too fast for me. Oh, Bohemia is the place to be. Oh, gee, I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermines and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair and life without care. I'm broke, it's okey-doke. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. My appetite gets me. I like the theater, but never come late. Why should I miss the first act? I never bother with people I hate. They bother me. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Solitaire's my speed. Won't go to Harlem in ermines and pearls. Yeah, man. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls, but I'll listen. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like that breeze, fresh wind in my hair, and life without care. I'm broke, but it's oak. I hate California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now I don't go to openings, don't care for crap. As for barons and earls, I don't give a rap. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Loretta Clemens on the only record she ever made, as far as I know. I love her asides, don't you? And while we're on standard musical show tunes, let's hear what the great George Gershwin's last number sounded like when it was a dance hit as well. Love Is Here to Stay from the Goldwyn Follies in 1938, played here by Larry Clinton and his orchestra, with B. Wayne to sing it for us.
Thank you.
where love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay.
Clinton and his orchestra with B. Wayne, Love is Here to Stay. Some of you will remember a lovely melody that was very popular about the time of the outbreak of World War II. Many of you will know the tune and perhaps the words, but perhaps this is the original concert arrangement by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra back in 1934. It's called, quite simply, Deep Purple.
Thank you.
Purple, a truly beautiful work. And I'll be back with some more after a break.
The Great London Co-op Sale is now on. The Great London Co-op Sale with wonderful bargains in fashion, footwear, holiday wear. Sensational offers in furniture, hardware, electricals, and everything for the home. In the Great London Co-op Sale, you don't just get big savings on prices, you also get great co-op dividend stamps on every penny you spend. Everyone's going to the Great London Co-op Sale.
It's all at your co-op now.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. And now I must acknowledge a very nice letter from Miss Annette Gill, who describes Mardi Gras as a fabulous program. I hope it stays on the air forever, she writes. Well, that's very nice, thank you. And says that 8 people in her apartment block live only for Saturdays between 7 and 8 p.m. And she also says that my Cole Porter profile a little while ago had them going bananas, which is a delightful expression I'd never heard. But it leads nicely to my next record, a real oldie, pre-electrically recorded in 1923. Yes, We Have No Bananas, as it sounded then, sung by the two Gilberts, corny crosstalk and all.
There's a fruit store on our street, it's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We brought beans like bunions, cabbages and onions, and all kinds of fruit and a pear. We have an old passion tomato, and that's a juicy potato. But yes, we have no bananas.
No bananas.
We have no bananas today. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We turn in cowcumbers, freshly fit for plumbers, and runners that run nowhere. We've got carrots, garlic and gherkins, grown up by Mrs. Perkins. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Business got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send me Pete and Nick and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked the sparrow grass, and then the whole quartet all answered, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've brought beans like bunions, cabbages and onions, and all kinds of fruit and the same. We have an old fashioned tomato, and that's a juicy potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Say, Bo, have you any gooseberries?
Yes, we have many gooseberries. Yes, we got some nice huckleberries.
Have you got any roast beef?
Yes, we haven't got any roast beef.
Well, what have you got?
Yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today. We brought beans like bunions, cabbages and onions, and all kinds of fruit and pear. We have an old-fashioned tomato, a nice and juicy potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
There you are, the tune that swept the world about the time that American President Harding died, Japan suffered a terrible earthquake, Mount Etna erupted violently, and London was hit by the worst storm of the decade. It almost makes the Warring Forties seem peaceful, doesn't it, to say nothing of the present day. The big number in 1944 was Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and every band played it, but the composer, Duke Ellington, featuring his alto sax star Johnny Hodges, recorded it as Never No Lament back in 1940, like this.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, his famous orchestra playing his big hit, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, taking us back to the turbulent war years. And we're back with some more after the next break.
Come to the number 7 counter at Boots and see the smooth talkers. Number 7's great new lipstick range. Young and offbeat, in moody colors and very shiny. Smooth talkers come in 8 different colors. Try them tomorrow at Boots and smooth talk your way into anything.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Now let's go back again to 1934 and we find Cole Porter. Are you listening, Annette? Commenting as only he could in his title song from his then latest show, Anything Goes.
On Plymouth Rock, if today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose, anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, sir, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you've got, and those knocks you've got, and those blues you've got from those news you've got, and those pains you've got, if any brains you've got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bed from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes.
Cole Porter singing his own evergreen number, Anything Goes. Times have changed, he said, but from the rest of the lyrics, I wouldn't say they've changed that much since he made that record 40 years ago. But this isn't a show for smart, cynical songs, except as a flavouring, so let's listen now to a really sentimental number by British composer Horatio Nichols. You still hear it after 47 years, Among My Souvenirs, played here by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, sung by Harold Lambert.
Thank you.
nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
The 1927 record of Among My Souvenirs by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. I mentioned Glenn Miller just now, and that his Moonlight Serenade had been done over by a pop group. I'm also informed that another group has taken Miller's In the Mood and had a go at that. Oh, well. But after all, Glenn Miller himself was only modernising a tune called variously Hot and Anxious and Jumpy Nerves, and whose first title was Tar Paper Stomp when it was recorded in 1930 by Barbecue Joe and his hot dogs. New Orleans cornetist Wingy Minone to you. Version of Tar Paper Stomp, or In the Mood if you like, didn't sell too well in 1930, 68 copies to be exact. I think Glenn Miller's did a bit better than that 10 years or so later, but we'll be back some more music after the break.
If you're going out, come in, stroll on down to your Wimpy Bar.
Eat it here or take it with you, that's the Wimpy way. It's never too far to your Wimpy Bar at any time of day.
If you're going out, come in, come on in. Meet all your friends at the Wimpy Bar.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. During the 50s, Mantovani and his orchestra produced a lush plush arrangement of the old waltz song Diane, I'm in Heaven When I See You Smile. And in the 60s, the Bachelors made a hit with the same number. I wonder if they ever heard this, the original record of it made in 1927 by Nat Shilkret and the Troubadours, with vocal chorus, it says here. As it sounded in 1927 when it was the number that accompanied the film Seventh Heaven, featuring Janet Gaynor, one of the sweetest girls in the film world. I expect most of you will know the song I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. Perry Como recorded it, and so have had dozens of others over the years, but here's the composer's original recording, made in 1929 at the piano, Fats Waller himself. Thank you. Fats Waller playing his big success, I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. I'll be back with a few more after the break.
This Saturday and Sunday, Santa Pod Raceway, Poddington, near Wellingborough, brings you Europe's top drag racing cars and drivers in the British Drag Racing Association's fifth international event in this country. See the ex-Don Schmacker famous Stardust Funny Car, driven by Europe's number one funny car driver, Alan Herridge, at speeds of over 200 miles per hour. And there's a camping area for you, too. Be there this weekend at Santa Pod Raceway, Poddington, near Wellingborough.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. I think one of the biggest hits of all during the interwar years must have been Valencia, subtitled A Song of Spain. Yet how often do we hear it in Spanish? Here's the original version made in 1926 by Tito Skipa, the great operatic tenor, with a delightful accompaniment that fits beautifully.
Almendros en flor, el turio de plata y el cielo turquesa y el sol valenciano van diciendo amor, te quiero, mi morena valenciana de mirada traicionera. Te quiero, porque cuando miras dices, ay mi amor, si me muriera. Te quiero, porque tienes en los labios piel y rosas al decir. Te quiero, y al oírlo me estremezco, ay, y me siento morir. Por eso te quiero, por eso mi vida, por eso tan solo, por eso no más. Me muero de pensar que has de besarme con esos labios tan rojos. Me muero al saber que han de mirarme los cristales de tus ojos. Me muero traspasado de alegría por achito de dolor. Serás mía, ay chiquilla de mi amor.
Tito Skipa, one of the greatest tenors of this century, singing Valencia in Spanish. Well, I think we've got time for one more, so let's make it the good standard This Can't Be Love, another Rodgers and Hart creation for the show The Boys from Syracuse, played in 1938 by Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Martha Tilton to sing it.
Thank you.
This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, This Can't Be Love. Well, I hope my conducted tour of Memory Lane brought back some happy memories and that you'll join me again next week. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.